Leaving the lake behind, you press on towards what you hope will be safety. You walk for minutes, passing through nothing but more woodland and wondering if the toad's directions were legitimate, until you finally spot something in the distance. A manor looms in front of you, surrounded by gothic wrought iron fence work. You follow around the perimeter of the fence until you reach the entrance gate, which is left conveniently open. The mansion is relatively compact, but the two-story structure is obviously the home of a well-to-do individual. The grounds around the area are well-maintained, the soil holding no weeds and seemingly healthier than the area beyond the fence. You hesitantly slip through the gate, looking around the mansion's exterior for signs of life. None of the windows have any lights on, and the air is still and quiet. Stepping forward and pressing your ear against the hefty front doors, you listen as intensely as you can, but are unable to hear so much as a pin dropping from inside the manor. It looks well maintained, but is it actually abandoned? Well, even if it is, perhaps you'll be able to find something useful here. A phone, supplies, or a shelter for the night at the very least. You knock sharply on the door, asking aloud if anyone is there. You wait for nearly a minute, listening closely and knocking again, but no one seems to be coming. You sigh, deciding to enter and look around. But as you reach for the door handle, it seems to grasp your intent and the door moves to ominously creak open all on its own. You gingerly step inside, glancing around and declaring that you are not looking for any trouble. Once again, no one seems to have heard you, so you start to look around. The mansion's lobby is a bit dusty but richly furnished, adorned with a lavish rug, artwork, and impressive marble fireplace. You bite your lip and move on, moving through the hallway before stopping and opening a random door. The room is dark, but as you step inside, a small orb on the shelf lights up, bathing the room in a comfortable, magical light. The room itself seems to be a supply closet, full of all sorts of items that you can never begin to identify. The light orb seems useful, though, so you take it and slip it into your pocket. You were brought to this world with nothing but the clothes on your back, and such a portable light source seems like it could come in handy. You silently promise to return it as soon as you can, should you find the owner. And then, a noise. This place is not abandoned. Someone upstairs is coming down. You step out the closet, closing the door as quietly as you can and shuffle down the hallway, stepping through the entryway to the right. You enter what appears to be a kitchen. There's food, plates, kitchenware all over, and a mop and a bucket of water resting on the floor. But none of that matters right now. The person coming downstairs is heading right towards you. You can hear their humming, wordlessly singing to themselves as they approach. You've gone and cornered yourself now. There aren't any windows here that you could escape from, and there's nowhere to hide. There's nothing you can do. Time runs out, and a maid rounds the corner of the kitchen entrance, letting out a startled gasp as she sees you.
What? Who the heck are you? How did you get in here?
You are too stunned to immediately reply. She leans forward, assuming a defensive posture as her razor-sharp claws glint in the moonlight. She's a bit more of a maid, it seems. A pair of cat ears crest the top of her head, angled sharply towards you. A slender tail pokes out from under the black silk and right frills of her maid's outfit, stuck out and puffed out. Her hands appear to be a cross between cat's paws and a human hand, and are covered in black fur. And it would be hard to miss the view of her fair skin, graciously provided by a window in her outfit that gives you a fine view of her cleavage. You gulp and take a breath before you remember that not only is it impolite to stare, but that you are an intruder here.
Hello. Who are you and how did you get in here? Answer me. The front door? Really? Ah, crap. I could have sworn that I locked it. How dare you sneak in here, you dirty intruder? Don't you know whose residence this is? Oh, you're in for a world of trouble. My mistress is going to show you the true meaning of pain, you miserable worm. She's going to make you wish that you were never born.
Wait, what? Some demon brought you here and you're just looking for shelter? And you knocked on the door? Twice?
Well, that wouldn't look very good on me. Turning away guests that needed help, and failing to hear him knocking in the first place. But how do I know that that was really the case? I didn't hear you, and I've never seen you before. How do I know you are who you say you are? Do you even have something that can prove your identity? Well, you don't seem like a bad guy, and my mistress would be really upset if I punished someone innocent. Oh, I know. Duh. I'll just lick you. Stand still. Relax. I'm just going to lick your cheek. If you resist, you're definitely bad. Yeah. Wow. No way are you a bad guy. You taste great, actually. You've been out in the moonlight, haven't you? I thought so. I could taste it on you. The desire. Yours, but the others too. It was really good. All right. I still don't know if you were lying, but you're definitely a good guy. So I'll cut you a deal. If you promise not to tell my mistress about this, I'll shelter you for the night. And since it's the full moon, I don't have to spell out what it is we'll be doing to pass the time, right? And if you refuse, well, I'll turn you over to my mistress as an intruder that I caught, obviously. And I can promise you that you really don't want to meet her like that. Vampires don't exactly think much of humans, much less for those that were sneaking around their home. Yeah. That's right. Either way, you're fucked. So, what's it gonna be? Wanna spend a night bundled up with me? Or do you want to endure a little interrogation session with my mistress? Oh, are you into that kind of thing? How naughty. Is the full moon affecting you too? Yeah.
Decision time, my dear. Will you accept the capricious cat's offer, or would it be better to deny her and find some means of escape? Which outcome do you think will end best for you?